The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program is Lyrics and Legends, and in the studio with me one more time, sidekick, partner in crime, Buck Weatherby. Good to have you here, man.
Oh, it is good to be here, in the words of Minnie Pearl. I tell you.
And we made a new friend, so when we did our songwriter showcase and thought we needed to get over here so we could get a full hour in the studio with her and find out a little bit more about Yvonne Perea.
Hey.
Yeah. I've been working on that, Buck.
Yeah.
You know how good I am at pronouncing names and states and...
Yvonne told me how to remember how to pronounce her name when she was here before during our
three-hour
spectacular, and I was making sure I knew it, and I said, Maria Perea.
There you
go. And Jim says, no, her first name is Yvonne.
But my middle name is Marie, so.
There you go.
Yvonne Maria
Perea. One thing
Perea.
I can tell you about this girl, lady, right off the bat, she's got a strong... great voice. We loved listening to you.
Oh,
good to have you with us, Yvonne.
I'm so happy to be back with you guys.
We're glad to have you guys over. And
thank you.
Had a lot of fun. We just got to visit with you about 30 minutes, so mm-hmm. I thought, man, we got to get you back over here and
find out a little more.
Now, you are currently in Amarillo.
Yes, I live in Amarillo about almost 13 years now.
All right. One of the fun things I like about doing this show is we've had some people that are pretty well known nationally and statewide, but we always love doing programs where we get to visit with local musicians and kind of get
and we appreciate it too.
Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun doing this, and we're going to find out a little bit about Yvonne Perea tonight, Buck.
Oh yeah,
all right.
And she has got that guitar ready to go, and I'm anxious to hear some more of her good tunes.
But you didn't start out in Amarillo, huh?
No, I was born and raised in California. Grew up in Anaheim.
And I bet you were thinking, man, I just can't wait to end up in Amarillo, right? I mean,
you gotta be a story there, Yvonne.
There's a little story. The short version is I booked a tour from California to Michigan and back. And on my way through, I played at B&E Coffee House in Amarillo. And it's on 6th Street, and it's no longer there. But that was in 1996. And I met Susan Gibson, who is the songwriter of Wide Open Spaces. And that was before, you know, anything happened, and another gal named Norma Starry. And I played one night, and they said, we don't have anybody the next night. Would you want to play again? And I wasn't in a rush to get to my next gig. So I played again, but I had Susan open for me. And then we played a bunch of songs together. So I had that connection and connected really well with her and then the folks there. And so I went back a couple of times. And then my mom, that was like August of 96. My mom was real sick and she passed in October of 96. And then I went back out in February of 97. And that's when Susan and I wrote Hang Up Your Umbrella, which I think I started with last time I played here.
Yeah, we got to do that one again.
Oh, yeah.
But that's kind of my ties to Amarillo. And then actually her sister said, I have a house for sale. Do you want to buy it? And I said, sure. she said, do you and all your rock star money from California want to buy my house? And I said, yeah. Of course.
So what part of California did you grow up in?
I grew up in Anaheim, right near Disneyland.
You know, this is going to be like being on the psychiatric couch here. We're going to dig all these past
please, dig in. I'm ready.
Go back when you were growing up in Anaheim.
Anaheim, California.
All right.
Yep. And
now, there was special music taste out in California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who were some of your early influences?
Early influences, singing-wise, was Pat Benatar.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jim the engineer.
Yeah. It's got a high five from Jim. So, yep.
You couldn't hear him, but the gestures were
the
saying,
gestures.
Yeah.
He is all over. He's bouncing all over the walls. Pat Benatar. And, of course, her husband, Neil Giraldo, is an immensely talented guitar player. And, of course, Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Aretha Franklin. Even though I can't sing like Aretha, man, I wanted to. I did in the car, not in front of anybody, you know. One in a million. But, you know, I started playing guitar when I was 8, and I learned every John Denver song, Jim Croce, and then I went into Barry Manilow and Neil Diamond, and just taught myself the rest of that and started writing. And so that's my influences, some of them.
That is quite a list of influences there.
So do you just get up one day and say, hey, Mom, I want a guitar? Or how did that work?
Or
do you remember back then?
No, I do. I remember feeling, you know how you, and maybe I'm the only one that did this, but you know how you would like take a pair of drumsticks and maybe drum on your bed, like try to get the rhythm, or play piano, fake like, you know, air piano and air guitar. I wanted to play every instrument I could, and my mom started with guitar. And she bought me a little Sears guitar for $20, and that's the one I learned on. The action was about an inch high. I was like, it's pretty hard on my fingers trying to push it down.
It's no wonder you're still playing, man.
That reminds me of that guitar I bought down in Matamoros.
That's another really good story, though.
Okay,
because,
I got lots of stories coming my way.
Well, he bought this guitar in Matamoros and then took it out and hung it up on the wall. Well, there's a guy from here that's like Gene Price, right?
Yeah, Gene Price was with Buck Owens, and he led the band for Merle Haggard for quite a few years.
Took that guitar, and he's like, what are y'all going to do with this? And his dad's like, oh, Buck got it, but take it. And he learned to play that guitar, and he's left-handed and learned to play it.
Oh, wow. Did he just turn it over?
Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
And goes to California and gets hooked up with Buck Owens and Merle and all on a Matamoros guitar.
I hope
with a guitar that's hanging out in our old chicken house.
Wonder where that is now.
It's where the shop is now.
No, not the guitar, the chicken house. I'm thinking we're on different tracks here. Yeah. Two trains on different tracks. But that's Yvonne, usually the way this goes, Yvonne. Yeah.
No, I love it. I haven't stopped smiling.
You got to deal with both of us.
Then, I love it.
So get this guitar, Sears guitar in California.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yeah. Got your Pat Benatar thing going on. And
my room was covered. I had a pink room, but every wall was covered.
So were you a rocker when you were teenager?
No, I was a total John Denver, folky, like mellow, you know, REO Speedwagon, Air Supply.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm about to be 53, so that was kind of my era, but I couldn't sing like Pat Benatar. I wanted to sing like Pat Benatar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you do pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe we ought to get a song in here and let everybody didn't get our live show, they may want to get a sample of this. What are you going to do first?
I'll start off with Hang Up Your Umbrella.
Okay.
The clouds are forming above you. Sometimes you gotta have faith. Running out of the shadows that the sun will warm in your pale face. Put your sadness behind you. I see only blue skies ahead. The raindrops are there to remind you every minute more it is to shed. But for now, hang up your umbrella. Lately it's been a downpour. Hang up your umbrella. She ain't gonna rain. You find yourself at a crossroads, wondering which direction to take. And fold the map that surrounds you. And even if that cloud don't break, you can hang up your umbrella. Lately it's been a downpour. Hang up your umbrella, 'cause it ain't gonna rain no more. Every brow we recover, then you won't need shelter again.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends, and tell us about the song, when you wrote it.
Yep, where... Hang Up Your Umbrella. October 12th, 96, Mom passed away. In about a month later, I had the chorus, and I brought that to Susan like January, February of 97, hoping she'd be able to help me finish it, because I couldn't write it. I mean, it was just, I was just stuck. And Hang Up Your Umbrella, to me, my mom was a tough cookie, and she'd be like, you need to stop crying, you know. I never really saw her cry, except when our neighbor friends and I, our houses were really close, and we were jumping roof to roof. I mean, that would probably make any mom cry, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, that was about the only time I
But I would have been right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. But my mom was one of those, like, you know what? It's going to be okay. You're going to be fine. Hang up your umbrella. Even if it's raining, you're going to be fine.
Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up. That was my mom.
Oh, what a great title. What a great title.
Good song, too. So, did you think I was pulling your leg when I told you about her voice?
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I heard a little bit of it the other night, you know, but oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you all are very sweet. Thank you.
Awesome stuff.
So, I think you've just broken a record, though. I don't think we have had a guest back on Lyrics and Legends two times within 3 weeks, have we?
Oh, that's got to be a record.
That's got to be a record. So,
well, let's make it a record. Let's do it.
We'll have
your
crown
that.
Made.
Yeah, I'd like a crown or a trophy or a plaque.
We have had
of some
repeat
sort.
Guests, but we've never had them just almost back-to-back.
Right,
like this,
so. And I can see why
I'm
you're
honored.
Here. Oh, that was great.
Thanks, you guys.
Talk a little bit about when you were touring. I mean, I know you said one tour you came through Amarillo going from...
Mm-hmm.
California. Talk about a little bit about that road life.
Oh, I loved it.
So when did you start doing that?
Well, I was, at that time, I think I was 27 or 28, but I had traveled a lot before that, and I had a part-time job, too. So I wasn't full 100% musician in, you know, relying on that. But I really started traveling, like, mid-20s, something like that. And I did a couple of tours from California to Michigan, then California to Canada. It was just, you know, across the border there. Back in the day when you could just go across the border to Canada, not have a passport.
Right.
But I loved that. I had a little Bronco.
Sure.
What are the little ones called?
Bronco 2.
Bronco 2,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm a car guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even that's the wrong brand, but it's still.
Yeah. A little Bronco.
Those things are worth a ton of money now, too. You
should. Oh, man. I love that thing. Love that thing. The only thing that was tough was, like, you know, if y'all have a lot of dust storms around here, and it didn't have electric windows. So I'd be coming up, you know, on the passenger side, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Driving and trying to roll up that window, and, you know. And gosh, if you had a back window down, you're really in trouble. Then you're done.
Gonna
yeah.
be covered and gonna go on.
But I traveled with that thing, and I never thought about being out on the road, female, by myself or anything. I just did it.
So what was the part time job?
My fallback is data entry in collections.
Oh, okay.
I type really fast.
That's handy to handy to be able to do. It's just, you know.
We talked two-finger method myself.
Well, you know, now, I mean, kids type on computers from right out of the womb.
Oh,
so
sure, yeah.
I had to take a typing class. I mean, you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, when my 18-month-old granddaughter, you know, back in, I mean, this has been a few years back, but yeah, she's unlocking the iPad and doing the whole deal and just.
They learn to type immediately.
I just think it's interesting that when musicians kind of intrigue me, because you're 27 years old and you decide, hey, I'm gonna go travel across the country and play at honky tonks and bars and wherever I mean, you know,
previous to that I went to Arizona for about 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months, and I went under a different name. I don't know. I just didn't want to be Von Prea anymore.
Well, that's
yeah. It was an alias of Casey Brenton. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's just a weird time in my life, and I was like, I want to go play music, and I don't want where nobody knows me, and I live with some friends.
You know what's funny? Probably somebody's now is like, what happened to her?
Casey Brenton. Yeah. Yeah.
She just disappeared.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Yeah. That's weird.
Now, were you always a solo act doing basically coffee houses, or did you ever spend any time with a band?
I was solo for a long time. And then right after my mom passed away, I kind of got involved with a guy named David Demeter, who his brother does Demeter Amps. But he's in Laguna, and he saw me at a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf in California and said, you need to be playing with a band. And he literally, I put him off for like a year. So I liked the solo thing. And I finally got to know the people that he played with and, just like went from there, and it grew. You know, the guy that produces all of my albums, I met through David and Matt Bissonette, who is Elton John's bass player. So it went from meeting David to meeting all these people that have been my friends for 25 years.
And what kind of music was the band playing that you were with?
We did a lot of classic rock and blues.
Okay.
So
I heard some blues in the Umbrella song a moment ago.
So when I came from, you know, when I got to Amarillo, I had to change my setup quite a bit, you know. Amarillo by morning. I had to learn some country, like prime country stuff, which I love listening to it, but I never knew any of it, you know.
Sure.
And people were throwing out songs to me that I was like, ooh, I better write that down, because I have no idea what they're talking about. And I adapted, you know, it's always been kind of my favorite kind of music. But
you're in Amarillo, and then
well, people would be like, why is that girl singing Tom Petty?
Yeah.
You know, why is that girl singing, you know? I mean, it just was interesting, but it brought a whole different thing to Amarillo too. You know, not a lot of women did what I do, and there's lots of talent in Amarillo.
Yeah, you know? I don't think we can count on one hand how many people we've interviewed that have come from Amarillo or Lubbock that have gone to California and then ended up in Nashville or Amarillo or wherever, but this is like turn upside down. So
I think it's another first on Lyrics and Legends.
Right.
There you go. That's another plaque. But that's another.
Let's do another song. Can we get another song in here? What are you going to do for us?
This is an old school song. I'll kind of go back a little bit. This is called The Best Thing, and it's just about a breakup and knowing that you were the best thing in that relationship, and recognizing that, guys, recognize that.
wait. Okay, you were, or the guy was?
I was.
Okay, there you go.
I think it's time I fell a little further back than I wanted to. I laid it all on the table, so you decide what we should do. You said you needed space to make everything a little more clear for you. I said I'll walk away, miles away from you. But such a hard thing to do, so now I tell myself that you think of me when I'm not around. So now I tell myself that you still want me when you're feeling down. So now I tell myself I was the best thing you ever had. But my body's not as warm as it used to be. I had to find a way to occupy the time that was spent with you. How to get out of myself and look at this with wider view. But I'm feeling better now, and everything is so clear to me. So now I tell myself that you think of me when I'm not around. So now I tell myself that you still want me when you're feeling down. So now I tell myself I was the best thing you ever had. Oh, so now I tell myself that you think of me when I'm not around. So now I tell myself that you still want me when you're feeling down. So now I tell myself I was the best thing you ever had. But my body's not as long as it used to be. No, my body's not as warm as it used to be without you and me.
Programs, lyrics, and legends. I got Buck Weatherby in the studio with
me.
Oh,
I'm just sitting over here grooving, man.
Yeah, man. So every time we do this,
right,
I'm like,
on, right on.
Buck, we got a good one tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then every time, next time, it's like, we got a good one. Well, we got a good one tonight, Buck.
Yeah. We really got a good one.
We really
one
got
tonight.
A good one. A couple of those times I was lying.
Yeah. Oh. He didn't lie to me, but he was kidding me around rather severely.
So in the studio with us, Yvonne Correa. I'm getting that down.
You're getting it.
All you right. got it.
You got it.
And, man, we are loving listening to you play a little bit.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit about that song again.
It was just a, you know, a breakup thing where you can't let yourself, you know, feel like you were the bad person in that, or that, you know, you weren't at your best. And I felt like I was at my best.
And
when that person left, you know, was, you know, I mean, I left, and then
the great said, thing, you know, all these relationships that break up make some really good songs.
Oh, yeah.
I could have written that song several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your own mind, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was good.
Great song. And really, you know, listened to a couple of the songs here and then heard you the other night. But I can, you know, whoever said, what is she doing singing Tom Petty? You know, I can hear you doing Tom Petty, and I can hear you doing Linda Ronstadt. And my gosh, I can go through a whole list of people I bet you have done, you know, their songs.
Yeah. And that's fun. I mean, I really dig. That's what pays my bills, you know. I mean, I play 5 nights a week and I throw in originals, but it's mainly cover songs, whatever people want to hear. But my favorite thing is, and we were talking about this last time, is house concerts and the closeness you get with an experience that you had that you share that maybe moves somebody, you know. And when you're kind of a human jukebox, you don't really do that for people. You just are entertained, which is fine. It pays the bills.
Sure.
You know, and I feel blessed to be able to do that. At the moment, I'm not able to do that.
Well, talk about that a little bit. I know I don't want to get bogged down in what all is going on. We want to.
It's just hard. Yeah.
But
you know,
just
it's
talk
hard.
About how getting by when
it's
things,
it's a hard thing. I mean, I've applied for a couple of little grants, and I've called, you know, I mean, I've done everything everybody else has done, calling unemployment and things, and it's hard, you know. Yeah. I've had 2 months almost worth of gigs canceled.
Yeah.
So, it's there crazy. You go. Yep.
Hopefully, everybody has to go through that at some time.
Yeah.
We're on the way to getting everything kicked back up, I think.
I think so, too, yeah. I talked to a few restaurant owners. They're going to open back up on Friday, and it's 25% of their capacity. So, you know what?
We'll take it.
We're going.
Yeah.
We're going to go with it.
This thing off and go.
Yeah.
So when you were 27 years old and traveling from California to Point B, wherever mm-hmm. that might be, crazy things happen along the way, or
not too many. No,
that's good.
I wasn't afraid as much as I am now, being older, and just it's a different world, you know. But so back then, I mean, I don't have a gun or anything like that. I wasn't, you know, that worried. But I did have, like, Aquanet and a lighter. I mean, I know that sounds, you know, but...
Hey, yeah.
I mean,
you can do some serious...
That'll do some flamethrowing. But that, you know, as far as being out on the road, I mean, I drove all night sometimes, you know. I remember one time I went coming back from one of the tours. I was in Albuquerque, and I knew I had 4 hours to drive, but I got done with my gig. You know, no, I had 12 hours. Sorry, I'm thinking I'm in Amarillo. 12 hours to California. And I was too tired, you know, and I thought, I'm not going to make it. And then I just did it. And I drove for 12 hours because my mom said she had some homemade macaroni and cheese. Ooh. And it was like the best. My mom was the best at that.
Hey.
And I got home and I was not afraid. I mean, you know, now I probably wouldn't because, you know, all these things go through your head. Like, what if I blow a tire or something goes wrong? And I'm at 3 a.m. in the middle of creepy country roads is what I call them. And
there's a few around Albuquerque.
Yes. You know, I mean, they're just lonely roads, you know, and when you're when you're in Needles in the middle of the desert, that's scary, you know.
Yeah.
But I got home and slept for an hour and had some homemade.
The Bronco 2 held.
Oh, yeah, that thing was awesome.
There's a guy named there's a guy named Bob Evans that makes my macaroni and cheese for me.
Well, bless Bob.
They have it in the refrigerator section.
You know, I don't think, out of all the 80-some-odd programs, I don't think we've ever gotten off on macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will say.
That's another first. That is another plaque to add.
That's three.
Another plaque on the wall.
Yeah,
so I got to give a shout-out, because my wife's macaroni and cheese, like at all the family gets to get together.
Oh.
So
yeah.
That's what everybody, you know, everybody has their own thing they got to bring.
Mom's was mac and cheese and deviled eggs.
Ooh, man.
Ooh. You can, at the holidays.
Very good.
Those are essential food groups.
Throw a little homemade meatloaf in on that.
Yeah.
Ooh,
if she was here, I would have brought them both for y'all.
Oh, man.
For sure.
In the studio with us, Yvonne Perea and Buck Weatherby. And Yvonne is now a Amarillo native, in case somebody's kind of jumping in the middle of this deal.
I consider myself Amarillo.
You're an Amarillo person. You got your card now. Card.
It was hard for me to hand over my California license, but I did it.
They still let you go back and visit every now and then?
They do. The lady on the counter and I, we went back and forth with my license, and I said, do you really need to take it? Yes, ma'am. But why do you need to take it? Ma'am, just give me your license. And I mean, it was hilarious. You know, it's Texas, New York, and California. People have trouble getting up their driver's license.
Right.
Know?
Hey, there you go. I never thought about it that way.
Who was it, Gary, that said he was explaining how we did this show to some? I think it was Randy Palmer, I think. He was telling somebody, he says, now, those two guys, they'll try to throw you a trick question every once in a while.
He told Bob Livingston that.
Yeah. Oh, Bob, I love Bob. Yeah.
So are you ready for your trick question?
Sure.
Okay. When you're taking requests and everything, what is a country song that you get requested that you could play for us here on this show?
Oh.
Hey, cover. We're going to do a cover?
Cover?
All right.
Really?
Hey, to do a cover, though, you got to write your request on a $20 bill and give it.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
This is a curveball.
Yeah, I get requests for a lot of them, but can I play you my favorite one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I will.
Good save.
Yeah, that was not bad, huh? you almost got me. I don't know it by heart, so I'll definitely have to look it up. This is definitely one of my favorite tunes. Well, let's see if you guys know who it is. Legends.
All right, we'll see.
It might be a little different than the original version. Your old blue shirt suits me just fine. Like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. Got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. Like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. Got an old pair of boots that fit me just right. I can work all day and I can dance all night. Got an old used car and runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't never gonna stop. stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall, stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but it always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall, stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a woman I love, she's crazy and she paints like God. She got a playground sense of justice, she won't take the odds. Got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall, stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
But okay, you got me all shook up.
Guy Clark.
Because I was like, I got to send this to Johnny. Johnny is a guy we play with, and we're all big Guy Clark fans. And I'm like, get way off track because I got a video you singing to send to Johnny. And
yeah,
probably
it's one of my favorite songs.
That was great.
Thank you. Yeah, a friend of mine, Mike Addington. Do you guys know Mike Addington?
No.
Y'all would love Mike Addington.
Okay, we got to meet Mike Addington, sounds like, Buck.
Yes. I'll get you his information. He is the guitar player in Red River, New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Well, I probably have seen him then.
So. You probably have, because he is the man out there, and he played this for me all the time. And I went out there almost every weekend when I first came to Amarillo to play out there. Okay. And him and I played together, and I learned a lot of country songs from that man. But y'all would love Mike Addington.
Oh, that'd be great.
You should have him.
So you still do Red River quite a bit?
Much as I can. It's not as much as I want. But, yeah, I was going to do their Memorial Day Festival this year, and it got canceled. So.
Oh, wow. In the studio with me, Buck Weatherby, Yvonne.
And it is great to be here.
We are, man, this is fun.
This lady so can play the guitar, and she can sing like a bird.
We have one of the... And this, honestly, I like the guy, but I'm not saying this just to blow his head up because he's already got a big enough head. He does one of the best blues programs in the world.
I absolutely love blues.
It's on podcast, and it's on our classic rock station over here. But anyway, you got to
actually,
check it out.
It's on Spotify.
Spotify.
Apple Podcasts.
Oh, he's going to go. Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
BUC.com.
Look at you with it. Right on.
Which he knows nothing about any of those. But
big following over in Europe, by the way.
Here you go.
Jim puts all that on for him. So
perfect.
Everybody's got to have an engineer and a producer.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a blast visiting with Yvonne and learning about her music and her touring life. So you did that on the road for how long? Till you said you moved to Amarillo in 96? So
I did. And actually, I met Christy and Mike Fuller. We met in 1996 when I went through there. And then I did a couple other tours by myself. And then about 10 years ago in August, this August, I met the girls that I travel with now that are in the group Honey House. And that's my female group. That was five women.
I was
going
to ask you about that because I've seen some of your stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So three of the girls live in Albuquerque. I live in Amarillo, and Mandy lives in Lubbock. She did live in Red River, and that's how we all met. And so we've been traveling, and we have five albums out, and it's pretty amazing. And
now, is this a band or okay?
Yeah, five piece female band. Okay. We have cajon or drums that she plays, bass, and then I play guitar, and then there's three vocals: myself, Mandy, and Hillary. And Hillary kind of is gospel blues. Mm-hmm. Y'all would love her. Mandy is she can get down, but she's kind of country, you know. Y'all would love her, and then I do my thing. So,
hey, Jim, can we let this go by without putting a Honey House song in? Can we do that?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
What do you want us to feature on here?
Yeah, what's your favorite two songs off of those
albums? Out of five albums, you got to pick one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I have more than these 5 seconds to decide?
Yeah, you can do that. Okay. I'm the one that's supposed to throw the curveball.
You are. I want you guys to hear the best. I'll ask the girls, yeah.
All right.
It'll be cool.
Come on, hold on to the sounds of the chimes blowing in the wind. Leave yourself open to love you never thought of letting in. I know you know it takes a little more time to thicken up your skin. Give yourself something to ground your soul. The waves come rushing in. Don't forget where you hide your face, your beautiful face. Take me down to your favorite room where the sunlight moves right along with you. Baby, you'll see yourself the way I do, 'cause all I see is beautiful you. I love your love. Your beautiful face. Take me down to your favorite room where the sunlight moves right along with you. Maybe you'll see yourself the way I do, 'cause all I see is beautiful you. I love your love. I love your love. I love your love. Don't forget where you hide your face, your beautiful face. Take me down to your favorite room where the sunlight moves right along with you. Baby, you'll see yourself the way I do, 'cause all I see is beautiful you. I love your love. I love your love.
Okay, we've listened to Honey House. the all-girl band that you front, and that was great. Now, let's talk about something that is a big song of all the places you play, and you go back to Red River and there several venues in Amarillo. Now, what is a big requested song that you do is that you haven't played so far?
That I get requested
yes.
for? Probably something off the new album more so.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's been 10 years since I've had an album come out. And, I do something. How about the title track? How about that? It's called Lucky Me.
Oh.
How about
great.
That? Does that
That'll work?
All right.
When the road is long, we travel on. When there's falling rock, we travel on. I have no fear with you, my dear, we travel on. When faith is tried,
Yvonne Perea in the studio with us, and
that was great.
Talk a little bit about this is what gets me, like the changes. You started touring on your own like when you were 27, and that would have been 1994, and now we're in 2000 whatever this is, 20 what year are we
2020.
In 2020. I lost track in the last 3 months. We need a redo, but
yeah.
Talk a little bit about some of the changes just in the music business, and as far as
one thing that I have noticed, you know, is everybody has a home studio, so you know, a lot of people have albums now. It used to kind of be a thing where I went in the studio and recorded an album, and it was a big deal, and it's still a big deal, don't get me wrong, but you know, everyone's got a home studio. And so you can basically almost play every instrument and, you know, and do your thing on your own instead of having a producer or whatever. I myself feel more comfortable having a producer. And I usually bring the song to him and it's done. But then he, you know, just throws some magic dust on it and it puts
polishes
it all together.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. He knows what he's doing. you know, exactly. I'd probably end up doing the same thing on every song. I mean, I'm just not, that's not my job. I'm not good at that. But, and just the house concert thing is really excellent for singer-songwriters. There's a lot more open, you know, doors for that, for a singer-songwriter. It's a good thing. So,
That's something that
a big deal, actually. You can make a living from house concerts, a good living.
Yeah, that's something that definitely has changed, I think.
We've had several people that have talked about that, you know, just doing house concerts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole internet situation and downloads and YouTube. I mean, so back in the day, you know, if you wrote a hit song, you know, in 1996, I mean, you couldn't get that song on the internet.
Oh no!
You had to go buy the album.
Oh yeah.
So that's one big thing I think that has changed a lot is if somebody comes out with a single, you can immediately listen to it. It's all immediate. That's the way it is right now. And so royalty wise, you made a lot more royalties back in the day than you do now because you don't get, you know, let's
people
face it.
To go
I mean,
buy.
I have not that this is, you know, a lot, but like on Pandora, you know, like Honey House will have, you know, 20,000 plays or whatever on a song. I mean, and it's like 0.005 cents.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nothing. You know what I mean? But back in the day, if you had to go buy that song, whole different story, royalty wise. So that's one big thing I think that's changed in the music industry.
A lot of the songwriters we talk about the difference of back when they. And it hadn't really been that long ago, but they would write something and try to pitch it and then, you know, have to try to get a cassette in somebody's hand or whatever. And
I sent out lots of cassettes. I mean,
seems to be a trend now also that goes right along with what you're saying, Yvonne, that when somebody has produced an album, you know, whether they've worked on it for a year or two years, 2 years isn't even unreasonable for producing a whole album. The way they're produced now. But anyhow, before the album is actually released, they always let maybe one or two songs slip out, you know, in advance.
Yeah, a little tease here and there. Yeah. And then, I mean, the cool thing about house concerts is, and festivals too, I've noticed, is people go there with money to buy a physical CD.
Right.
They don't want, like I have download cards, they don't ever get sold. Everyone wants a physical CD. So those two, you know, musical doors, I mean, you can still sell your CDs. I mean, I still have thousands of CDs in my garage from, you know, 15 years ago. I mean, 20 years ago when my first album came out.
Right.
You know, thinking, oh, I'm going to go on tour and sell these. And sure, I did for a while. And then, you know, the recession hit. And first thing to go was music, and that's actually when I moved out to Amarillo.
Okay.
You know, and so it's just kind of, I mean, it's a hard way to do it now, you know. But
it's definitely changed.
Yeah, house concerts and festivals still want to buy physical CDs from what I've experienced.
Well, and I know, like, go to Larry Joe Taylor Fest in Red River or what, Hot Chili, whatever, that is, and
Honey House is doing that this year, actually.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. But I always want a T-shirt and a CD. You know what I mean?
They want something physical. Yeah, for sure. And that's, you know, that's a good thing. A lot of new cars, which you would know, don't have CD players, do they?
No, they do not.
So there you go. It's either a thumb drive or a download card or your phone or, you know, it's just all very technical. That's why.
Yeah, it's definitely changed.
Royalties have
and
changed.
A big thing now with the release of a new CD is also a vinyl album.
Yeah.
I bet Mike Fuller knows a ton about vinyl, you think?
Yes. Fuller is the man.
Yeah.
His little,
That's been interesting to see the kind of the decline of CDs and vinyls coming back.
Mm-hmm. I had a blues artist that I'm familiar with by the name of Albert Cummings that sent me an album, his new album. Autographed, but it's blue.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, that's way cool.
Blue, you know, really neat.
Yeah, yeah. So.
We got to get another song in here, Yvonne.
Okay.
Jim, how are we doing there? One song, and then the Department of Shameless Plugs.
All right.
So you got to think about
all
this.
I'll do an old school first album blues song that I call White Girl Blues because I don't really sing blues, but that's what I call it. And it's called Between You and Me. And it's about, it's kind of a light version of the, you know, beer bottle or whatever bottle getting in between a relationship.
Okay.
Kind of situation. All right?
All right.
You could even call that blue-eyed blues.
Black girl blues.
You can. So here you go.
Somebody was kind of holding back. I don't really do blues, but yeah. Something like that. That was Yvonne Perea in the studio. Perea.
Whatever you want to.
This has been fun, Buck. We're kind of down to the department of shameless plugs.
Oh, we got to do the shameless plug.
Our guest gets to.
Oh, you get to brag about anything you want to brag about, girl.
Where to find your music, where to see where you're playing. Where,
all right.
Whatever, your mama, whatever.
My website has everything. It's just YvonnePerea.com. So YvonnePerea.com.
On
that's
Facebook
it,
and all that,
that
stuff?
I'm on Facebook. I think I'm on all the digital stuff.
And Honey House probably has
Honey
their
House
own...
has got their own Pandora. I've got my own Pandora.
All right.
All the albums are on there.
Well, hey, thanks for coming.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having
wonderful Shamrock, Texas, and the Legends Radio Network World Headquarters.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And thanks, Buck, for coming in.
It was a pleasure. And I was in charge of, she broke 3 records here tonight.
That's right.
Yeah.
The bar is pretty high for our next guest.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's our producer. Thanks for fixing our messes. And Jim's our engineer. And
yay, Jim.
Keeps us on track sometimes. So until next time, we look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes.
When we get going, we're going to come up there and sit on the front row with our cigarette lighters.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Maybe I'll do something out here in Chamock. You never know.
Hey, yeah. All right. That sounds like a plan. Yeah. Thanks again for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.